Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2694. How do I budget with a variable income? By Laura Garapi with womenwhomoney.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. How do I budget with a variable income? By Laura Garapi with womenwhomoney.com. Everywhere you turn, you hear having a budget is the first piece of the financial stability puzzle. But how do you create a budget when your income varies month to month? If you're self-employed or only earn commission, you know one month you can make it rain, and the next, you're in a drought. But fear not, variable income earners. Budgeting is possible with the right strategy. By following the upcoming steps, you'll be well on your way to shoring up your financial house. Preparing a budget on a variable income. Successful use of a budget gets your money working for you so you can attain your financial goals. It'll take some time to reach your goals, but you'll get there much faster with a sound strategy. You can use a pencil, a notebook, a spreadsheet, or an app to build a budget. Just use something you're comfortable with. Set your foundation. Even though your income may fluctuate wildly from month to month, your expenses should remain relatively stable. Review the last few months of spending and determine how much your absolute essentials cost you. This tally includes housing, utilities, groceries, medicine, insurance, transportation to work, and minimum debt payments. This number is your threshold. It's the amount you must earn per month without robbing your piggy bank or taking on additional debt. Next, add up your discretionary purchases, like eating out, shopping, entertainment, or saving and investing. These are your nice-to-have expenses you can cut during lean months. Of course, the ultimate goal is to reach a point of stability so that saving and investing becomes a part of your essential expenses. Knowing both your real bottom line, or threshold, and your preferred bottom line will establish and maintain financial priorities. It can also serve as great motivation to earn more because richer months will undoubtedly be a lot more productive and fun. Utilize multiple accounts. Effective cash management takes discipline. And let's face it, many folks aren't up to the task. To make fiscal prudence easier, set up multiple accounts to avoid spending money you shouldn't. You need a checking account for daily purchases and paying bills. But you should also have a savings account or cushion account where you bank extra cash during your more profitable variable income months. These funds will accumulate and become a cushion to draw from during lean times. You could use this cushion account as an emergency fund too, unless you want that money stored elsewhere. Additionally, if you're a freelancer or own a business, consider having an account specifically to squirrel away money to pay your taxes. Finally, once you've hit your money stride, have separate savings or investment accounts for goals like paying off debt, buying a house, or enjoying retirement. Optimize expenses. As you're taking a good, hard look at your spending, take note of anything you can cut or reduce now. By lowering your expenses, you lessen the pressure to earn or end up with a greater surplus of funds you can use to achieve your goals faster. Tweaking your expenditures is a continuous process. So don't feel compelled to change everything all at once, unless that's your style. Start by choosing one expense, like groceries, and research ways to spend less. In this instance, you could plan and prep your meals, use coupons, buy store brand goods, or try to shop sales. Once you have a handle on that expense, choose another and repeat the process. You can make slight changes, resisting lattes or cutting your hair, or you can go more drastic, like selling your car or moving to a lower cost of living area. Do whatever makes the most sense for your situation. Diversify your income streams. If you're having a hard time making ends meet, consider starting a side hustle or taking on a part-time job. This doesn't have to be permanent. Only until your other variable income sources yields more cash flow or you have a sufficient cushion saved. Of course, continued income diversification has many benefits, like reducing risk from losing one money source and helping you achieve your financial goals faster. Managing your money. Once your cushion account can cover a few months of expenses, it now benefits your main account. All income should be placed in it and funneled from here into other accounts. At the start of each month, move only what you need to cover your threshold budget and your typical preferred expenses from your cushion account into your checking account. This will likely be the same amount month to month unless your expenses change. With all of your varied earnings now routed directly into your cushion account, they'll replace what you've withdrawn for expenses, and hopefully boosting the balance rapidly with your success. This process is sometimes called living on last month's income or a zero-sum budget. The goal is to end the month with next to nothing in your checking account, but plenty in your cushion account. That means your budget is accurate. As your primary savings or cushion account accumulates surplus funds, you can then direct some of the money to your other savings goals. Refine the process. As is the case with any budget, yours isn't meant to be set and forget. Your financial situation is dynamic, hopefully always in a positive way. As your variable income, expenses, savings balances, and debt level changes, your budget should be adjusted accordingly. This will keep you on sound fiscal footing, moving incrementally towards achieving your goals. Final thoughts on budgeting with variable income. Improperly managed variable income can lead to severe financial stress. However, by working through the steps in this article, you can find stability using a budget. Before long, you'll be in the same or better boat as your regular salary earning peers. You just listened to the post titled, How Do I Budget with a Variable Income? By Laura Garapi with womenwhomoney.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Budgeting on a variable income can be tough, but it's not impossible. The key for me has been to be hyper aware of my expenses and to have a long runway in terms of savings that I can pull from and replenish when money does come in. But if you don't have a long runway or buffer to help manage risk, I think being really clear in advance on where the money needs to go when it comes in will help combat the temptation when you're holding a big check. I had a friend who shared with me that they set themselves up to receive regular paychecks because psychologically it helped them not blow all their money. So she would get a big check that she needed to last for 3 months. She'd deposit it into a savings account and then schedule automatic transfers into her checking account every 2 weeks, so it felt like she was getting a regular paycheck. This allowed her to not have to look at the larger amount of money and keep her spending decisions focused on what she had in her checking account. But that should do it for today. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.